Chinese biotech Akeso posts first win against Keytruda in closely watched trial. Akeso and Summit Therapeutics have crossed the threshold that separates a promising challenger from a category threat. Overall survival superiority over pembrolizumab, the world's best-selling cancer drug, in a head-to-head lung cancer trial. Akeso disclosed detailed survival data on September 12, 2026, from its PD-1 XVEGF bispecific antibody program, spelling out the clinical numbers behind a headline win the company and its U.S. partner Summit Therapeutics had flagged at the start of September. The drug, ivonescimab, targets two of oncology's most validated pathways simultaneously, PD-1 and VEGF, in a single molecule. Keytruda, developed by Merck, generated approximately $25 billion in global sales in 2024, with non-small cell lung cancer representing its single largest indication by volume. Any therapy that demonstrably extends overall survival in that setting commands the attention of every oncology franchise on the planet. The survival read is the data point the market had been waiting for since Summit's initial announcement. Overall survival is the gold standard endpoint in oncology trials. Progression-free survival can be gamed by tumor shrinkage effects that don't translate to longevity. Overall survival cannot. That Akeso has now detailed a survival benefit against Keytruda, rather than merely a PFS advantage, changes the commercial and competitive calculus materially. The implications extend well beyond Akeso and Summit. Every late-stage oncology asset competing in the PD-1 space, and every company that has licensed or is considering licensing a PD-1 XVEGF bispecific, is now repricing its probability of success. Simultaneously, AstraZeneca reported on the same day, September 12, that its breast cancer pill camizestrant, marketed as Etcama, failed its SERENA-4 pivotal trial as a first-line therapy in advanced ER-positive, HER2-negative tumors, a result that compounds the pressure on companies attempting to defend or expand oncology franchises through single-mechanism oral therapies. The two data points read together map out a divergence in oncology. Bispecific antibodies targeting validated dual pathways are gaining ground, while single-agent hormonal approaches face headwinds. The science behind the commercial threat to Merck Keytruda's dominance in non-small cell lung cancer is structural. Its label spans first-line monotherapy in high PD-L1 expressors, first-line combination with chemotherapy across expression levels, and multiple later-line settings. That breadth of use has made it the backbone of lung cancer treatment for nearly a decade. Ivonescimab's design targets the same PD-1 checkpoint while simultaneously neutralizing VEGF, the vascular growth factor that tumors exploit to build the blood supply they need to proliferate. The theoretical case for combining both in a single molecule is that VEGF suppression may enhance T-cell infiltration into the tumor microenvironment, amplifying the immune response that PD-1 blockade unlocks. The survival data Akeso detailed on September 12, 2026, converts that theory into a clinical outcome. The specific survival figures and the hazard ratio were not disclosed in the publicly available portions of the endpoint's news report, as the full data readout sits behind a paywall. Placamium notes this data gap explicitly. Investors seeking precise numerical endpoints should access the full trial disclosure directly. What is confirmed is that Akeso and Summit have characterized the result as a survival win, and the September 12 disclosure was positioned as a detailed accounting of the data first flagged in early September 2026. Key risk: detailed hazard ratios, confidence intervals, and subgroup analyses had not been made publicly accessible as of the endpoint's news report. Institutional investors should treat the characterization of survival win as directionally confirmed but numerically unverified until full peer-reviewed publication. AstraZeneca's SERENA-4 miss reframes the competitive field. AstraZeneca's September 12 announcement that camizestrant did not outperform standard treatment on progression-free survival as a first-line therapy in advanced ER-positive. HER2 negative breast cancer is a material setback for that franchise. Camizestrant had already received U.S. accelerated approval as ETKAMA earlier in September 2026, but that approval was limited to patients who develop a resistance mutation, a smaller and later line population. SERENA4, had it succeeded, would have opened the broader first-line advanced breast cancer market, a substantially larger commercial opportunity. AstraZeneca has stated it is continuing to test camizestrant in early-stage disease, which preserves optionality. The financial terms of the SERENA-4 trial design and AstraZeneca's projected revenue impact of the failure were not disclosed in the stat reporting. For the private equity and institutional investor community, the juxtaposition of these two readouts on the same date is instructive. Bispecific antibodies combining complementary mechanisms are demonstrating survival advantages. Single-mechanism oral therapies in crowded indications are encountering ceiling effects. Capital allocation in oncology R&D should reflect this divergence. The licensing and mergers and acquisitions implications for PD-1, XVEGF, assets the Akeso and Summit partnership structure makes ivonescimab one of the most closely watched China-originated licensing deals in biopharma. Summit holds U.S. and other ex-China rights. The deal terms, including upfront payments and milestone structures, were previously disclosed in prior reporting, but are not reiterated in the September 12, 2026, endpoints coverage. Plecamium notes that historical deal terms are a matter of public record, but are not cited here as current figures without a 2026 source confirmation. What the survival data does is convert Summit from a high-risk development stage bet into a company with a Phase 3 survival-confirmed asset in the world's largest oncology indication. The asset's de-risking, assuming the detailed data holds under regulatory scrutiny, is the kind of inflection that historically precedes either a significant valuation re-rating or acquisition interest from large-cap pharma seeking to replace Keytruda-era revenue. Merck's pembrolizumab faces loss of exclusivity in the U.S. Starting in the late 2020s, with biosimilar competition expected to accelerate revenue erosion from approximately 2028 onward, based on publicly available patent expiry data. Any large-cap buyer seeking an NSCLC anchor asset to bridge that gap would find a survival-superior PD-1, XVEGF bispecific strategically compelling. Caption: Comparative Positioning of Pembrolizumab and Ivonescimab in NSCLC as of September 2026. Sources: Public Patent Databases. Summit's position and the private equity entry framework Summit Therapeutics holds the U.S. rights to a drug that, if the survival data is confirmed in regulatory submissions, could represent the most significant threat to Keytruda's lung cancer franchise since pembrolizumab itself won FDA approval. That is not analysis dressed as fact. It is the logical consequence of what overall survival superiority in a head-to-head trial means for market share and formulary access. For private equity and institutional investors, the question is not whether this data matters. It does. The question is how to size exposure before the asset reaches a natural acquisition inflection. Summit is a public company, which limits direct private equity entry, but the Akeso relationship and the broader PD-1 XVEGF platform represent licensing and co-development opportunities that remain accessible to institutional capital through structured transactions. The AstraZeneca SERENA-4 failure is also relevant here. It signals that AstraZeneca may face pressure to reinforce its oncology pipeline through external transactions, which could increase mergers and acquisitions competition for validated late-stage assets and lift acquisition multiples in the sector broadly. The Plecamium view the market is pricing the Akeso and Summit survival win as a Summit equity story. That framing is too narrow. The deeper play is platform level. Akiso's ability to engineer a bispecific that combines PD-1 and VEGF inhibition in a single molecule and beat the world's top-selling drug on overall survival is a proof point for the entire category of multi-pathway bispecifics. It validates the engineering thesis that co-blockade in a single molecule can outperform sequential or combination dosing of approved agents. That has implications for every bispecific in development across oncology and for the valuation of platforms capable of generating such molecules. Plaquemium's thesis: the next 18 months will see large-cap pharma, specifically companies facing revenue cliffs from PD-1 or VEGF monotherapy assets, move aggressively to acquire or license bispecific platforms. AstraZeneca, weakened by the SERENA-4 failure and under pressure to replace pipeline optionality, is a candidate acquirer. So is Bristol-Myers Squibb, whose Opdivo nivolumab competes directly in NSCLC and faces the same Keytruda-era displacement risk. The second-order read: Chinese biotech platforms, specifically those with clinical-stage bispecific pipelines, are systematically undervalued by Western institutional capital despite producing survival-grade data. The Biosecure Act and geopolitical friction have created a valuation discount that disciplined acquirers will exploit. Akiso's September 2026 data is the clearest signal yet that this discount is unjustified on clinical grounds. Position accordingly. The window between survival confirmation and acquisition premium compression is measured in quarters, not years. The bottom line: Akiso and Summit have detailed overall survival superiority over Keytruda in non-small cell lung cancer, the most commercially critical oncology indication in the world. On the same day, AstraZeneca's pivotal breast cancer trial failed, reinforcing a bifurcating oncology landscape where multi-mechanism bispecifics advance and single-agent approaches stall. Large-cap pharma facing PD-1 revenue cliffs will be forced to transact. The assets with survival data in hand will command the highest multiples. Ivonescimab is now in that category. Investors who wait for the acquisition announcement to confirm the thesis will have missed the entry point.